Hey, thanks for holding. This is Charlie. Is this Melissa?
It is. How are you again?
Good. Long time no talk, huh?
Yeah. Wow. All right. So I just had to be on the phone with them.
Okay. Awesome.
And they're in agreement with it. They like it.
Okay. So you guys want to get started today, or?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Let me see here. Okay. Now, let me just make sure I have this correct, because I do want to give your guys' friend that referral benefit. Now, that's Tina Bean, correct?
Yes. And, yeah, I think. Let me look it up again. Yeah. Yeah, B-E-A-N-E.
Okay. Okay, I have that correct. So that way she does get that free deal, that free month for referring you guys, and we can say thank you to her as well. Okay, so let me make sure I have everything correct on our end so we can get you guys rocking and rolling. How are you guys doing out there with the weather? So we're in California. We had that tropical hurricane that came through the other day. So
well,
your services would have been great here.
True. Our weather's pretty good.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. All right. Pull you guys up really quickly here. I guess I'm in Baltimore. You guys have a lot of bids going out today, or?
I'm not really sure too much on the business end what they're doing. I know they're doing a lot of work with Morgan State, like I said.
So, what do you take care of as in the business role?
The accounting portion.
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay.
Kind of like the advertising / media stuff that I never did before, but like
okay.
I said, I got the Facebook, Instagram up, and Google.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Doing great. Now, I do have a question here. So this address that you have, the 3729, is that your guys' office, or is that like...
It is our future office.
Okay.
It's our
okay.
warehouse that we built an office in. It's just not complete.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I know, you know, you guys obviously don't do the work at your office and then, you know, restructure the buildings and then take it back. Some people do it out of their house. So what we do is we hide the address if they would like to. So, but because it's your office, it's good that you guys have it there.
Yeah.
I just want to double check, make sure. You guys already have 5-star reviews? I know you guys got 2. We can help you. Do you guys usually send out, like, text messages or anything like that to people to say, like, hey, can you guys leave us a review or anything like that?
Yes. Yes.
Nice. Awesome. That's the best way. Especially when you're finished, right when you're done, you can do that. People love it. Okay. I put your website down so that way my team can take a look at it for you. If you want us to build you a website, we can do that for you guys. I can put it in. You guys own this herorestoration.com domain name, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want us to build you guys a website?
Is it cost money?
It usually does. It usually does.
Yeah.
We are running a special, and it would just be in the $299 price. So it wouldn't cost you actually anything. It would be up and running within 7 to 14 days. So it's up to you if you guys want to do it. If you guys don't, you guys just want us to take care of your Google and your Facebook, totally up to you.
Well, what happened to our other website?
Your other website would just come down. Are you guys paying like a hosting fee right now?
I'm unsure.
Okay. What did you guys build it off of?
GoDaddy.
GoDaddy? Okay, so you guys are probably paying like a hosting fee, I think probably like $39 or something like that a month to host it on GoDaddy. But we'll do this. We'll just start baby steps. If you guys would like us to build your website, you can reach back out to me, let me know, and then I could just have my team, we can go from there. We can build it from there.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good? Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just want to make sure this is correct for the business information. I have for the business name, Hero Restoration. Do you guys want LLC in there, or you guys just want to leave it the Hero Restoration?
Maybe just leave it Hero Restoration because I think we're going to incorporate.
Okay, awesome. Okay, and then the business address I have is 3729 South Hanover Street, Baltimore, Maryland, mm-hmm. and then the zip code is 21225, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then business phone number I have 410-877-5991, is that correct?
Well, that's my phone number. Hold on.
Okay.
Number. 443.
Okay. 443.
858.
6705. Okay. We do not want you getting calls late at night.
And we're thinking about getting an answering system, too.
What do you mean?
Somebody who, like, you know, after hours calls and stuff will go to an answering service.
Gotcha. So, okay. So just so you know, like, when I had talked to you, I said, you know, you'd be able to track the calls coming from Google. Now, this is totally up to you if you guys want to do this. Now, we would put another number on the Google account, but it would say, like, let's say for emergencies, press 1. For a restoration, press 2. For, you know, whatever services you offer, we can have that on the front end, and then that way it would vet the robocalls coming in, and then it would just direct the call straight to, like, let's say your guys' office or your cell phone, however you guys want it. Is that something you guys want us to set up? There's no extra cost. It's in the $2.99, but it's just some of our customers want it and then some of our customers don't, so it's totally optional to you.
Yeah, right now that's just hooked up to the owner's phone number.
Okay.
Once we have another number in place, we can do that.
Okay. No problem at all. Okay. And then, so I have your first name, Melissa. What is your last name?
B as in boy, A-R-R-A-G. Well, actually, I'm sorry. It's Adam. I'm married now.
She's like, oops, I forgot. That's funny. Okay. So it's Melissa Adam. Is that correct?
Melissa asked. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Melissa asked. You have two first names now. All right. So, what's your email address? So after everything is set up, let me take you through a little bit of, I already took you through the time frame of what everything's going to be to set everything up. But I'm going to get you on a call with my onboarding team. They're going to go in deep detail of what services you're going to offer. Also to what areas you want to be in. And then they're just going to make sure that, you know, you can add us to your Facebook account, the Facebook account. We're not going to have the login credentials. You're just going to add us as, like, the admin, so that way we can run that targeted advertisements for you. And then everything here for your email address is going to get sent to you with an invoice and everything that we talked about that we're going to do for you as well. Okay. Okay. So what's a good email address for you?
This is Melissa at hero-restoration.com.
Okay. That is a valid email. All right. And then for a contract, this is just going to be like personal. So this is going to be for our team getting in touch with you. So the 410-877-5991 is a good number to get a hold of you on?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Just making sure I have everything here. So we're going to wait on the website, you said. Okay, so I just want to make sure. Are you guys big football fans?
Yeah.
Okay, are you guys Baltimore Ravens fans?
Yes.
Okay.
Tina just told me that she didn't want her boss knowing that she was working for us, like helping us.
She was.
Conflict of interest.
Oh, she doesn't want.
No, so don't worry about that.
Okay, that's totally fine.
It's a conflict of interest for her.
Gotcha. Okay, that's totally fine. I won't even mention her name yet. Okay. Okay, Melissa, so for the billing address, is it the same address that you guys' office is at with the cards you guys are going to purchase this with?
No.
Okay. What would be that address?
It's 340 Far Harbor Road. It's two separate words.
Star Harbor Road?
No. B as in boy, A.
Oh, Bar Harbor.
Road.
And then road. And then is that Baltimore?
Pasadena, Maryland.
Pasadena.
Two 1122.
Okay. That name is so familiar, Pasadena. It's crazy. I was talking to a client of ours, and he's in Pasadena, Texas. And then we have a Pasadena over here in California. I'm like, they really use that name a lot. Okay. Pasadena, Maryland. Okay. Okay. 21122. Okay. And then are you guys going to be doing this on a credit card or a Visa?
Credit card.
Okay. And is that going to be a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
I want to say a Visa because it starts with 4246.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm ready for that number when you are. I have the 4246 already. Because you just gave it to me.
3153. 3704-5874. Okay. And it's 627.
627. Okay. And then the security code?
061.
Okay. And then I just want to read this number back to you just so I have it. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's 5874. I have that correct now. And then it's 627061, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So here I have that information. I'm going to set up a security question for you, Melissa. So when you call into Local Splash, we're going to ask you one of three questions and you'll tell us the answer that unlocks your account. That way we know that it's you and only you. Obviously you can give this information to the owners too if they want to check up on it. But also too, you'll know that it's actually Local Splash. So if we call you and we ask you, hey Melissa, what's your mother's maiden name? Then you know what's up. If for some reason somebody were to call you pretending they're Local Splash, you know that it's not going to be them if they don't ask you this security question, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I have one of three questions. You can pick one. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet name. Which one?
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Okay. Arnhem Robert O-C-H-E.
Okay. That's it?
Uh-huh.
How do you say that?
Roche.
Roche. Okay. That's a nice name. I hear a lot of different names every day, so I always hear some unique ones. That's definitely a unique one.
Yeah, it's French.
Okay.
It has a little thing on it. Yeah.
Oh, it's got like the little the mark on the what did they call it? On the E, right?
I forget what it's called.
Roche. Okay. Okay, I have that set up for you as well, so you're going to get the email right when we're done here. But before I do anything, Melissa, I'm going to walk you through is what's called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I do have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and this is an added protection for you and will be sent to you in writing with your invoice, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Melissa, I'm just going to walk you through this. If you don't understand a question, just let me know and I can rephrase it for you or clarify. Just say, hey, Charlie, what does that mean? And we'll just go from there. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Hero Restoration.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Melissa Adams, bookkeeper.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on this billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, Melissa, please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to RoboSplash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Awesome. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 21st, in the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Awesome. One thing I do want to ask you, Melissa, for the card name, is it Melissa Adams or is it the business
no.
name?
No.
Okay.
It's Robert. M for middle name, M. And then
okay.
McAvoy. M-A-K. A-R-O. V-I-C-H.
Okay, I have M-A-K-A-R-O-V-I-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, here is this. Okay, so that just, I just processed the payment for you. So now you're going to receive your email for your invoice. Also, in a little bit, just give it a little bit of time, you are going to receive a text message from us. Until that comes in, what is an available spot for you that you have tomorrow to get with my tech team?
Let's see. Anytime after 9 is good.
Okay, after 9. Let's see what I got here for you. Okay. Do you want to do 10 a.m. tomorrow, or would you rather do 11 a.m.?
No, that works. 10 a.m. good.
10 a.m. Okay. So let me set this up for you. Okay. Let me see you. Okay. So you should have received an email. It should say, Melissa, thank you for choosing local. I mean, a text message. I'm sorry. Should say, Melissa, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to your email. There's a link there that says my.localsplash.com/terms. Click on that link.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to take you to our, okay, it's going to take you to our terms and conditions page. On the bottom, there's a little checkbox there that basically says that you're the, you can authorize the payment for this card. Click that box and then sign your name and click submit. Now, when you do that, you're going to go to a login form. It's going to say username and password. Let me know when you're there.
You're saying the term?
What was that?
Signature. After I click confirm signature?
Mm-hmm. It should take you to another page that says login, credentials, username, and password.
I don't know why it says signatures does not match. Oh, because you didn't put Adam. You put Adam.
Oh, it's with an S?
Yeah, Adam. Yeah.
Okay. I'll change it on this end here. Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to just put Adam in now?
Yeah, that's fine. And then I'll change it for the records here, on this end.
All right, so I just make up a username or?
No, okay, so great, so you're on that page. So that's gonna be the login credentials. Like I said, we're gonna build, you'll be able to see all the tracking there, your Google clicks, what you're listed for with the keywords and everything. That's gonna be emailed to you. We have to build that. That's gonna be emailed to you in about 5 to 7 days, okay? So after we do that onboarding call, they'll let you know a little bit more about that, but that will be emailed to you, all right?
Okay.
And then I just sent you over an email via Google Calendar. It should have just gotten it. Coming from C. Mollenkamp. That's my last name.
What is it?
It's coming from C. Mollenkamp. Yeah, Mollenkamp.
Mollenkamp.
Yeah. No relation to John Mellencamp. Okay. I get asked that a lot. Okay, so you'll receive that accepted. Hit yes. That's going to let my team know that they are scheduled with you for 10 a.m. tomorrow. Now, we get in around 7, so I would, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I'd give them maybe around 15 minutes to call you. So 10:15, they'll call you in that window. Give them around 30 to 45 minutes to really go through what they need. And then I would give yourself about an hour because you might ask more questions based off the questions they asked you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Melissa, do you have any questions for me at any time right now?
Nope, I think I'm good.
Okay. If you need to get a hold of me, you can call that 877 number, the one I gave you before. Like I said, my colleagues will answer. You can just ask for me, and then you can ask me any questions if you have any concerns, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to say welcome to Local Splash, and it's a pleasure talking to you, and I'm really happy to get you guys on board so we can start working with you guys, okay?
Okay, me too. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.